In Northeast Portland earlier this month, about 10 people met in the conference room at IRCO headquarters. That's the Immigrant and Refugee Community Organization.
Okay, I'm going to help them.
Soko Eath does outreach for IRCO, and today he's holding an information session for refugees from Myanmar, also known as Burma. He has two interpreters on hand who translate his presentation into the Kachin language and then translate people's questions back into English.
So they have a question. So
Eath says the process is slow, but not just because of the language barrier.
It's a lot of work to bring in folks and organize, and a lot of them also need transportation needs. So, you know, some of the organizers drive them in. And
IRCO has a $150,000 grant from Cover Oregon to reach out to immigrants and refugees. Its enrollment goal for the year, 200. This may seem like a lot of money for that number of enrollees, especially when compared to another program we'll hear about shortly, one that plans to sign up 8,000 people using grants totaling about 300,000.
Yeah, I mean, we're not funding based on enrollment.
That's Samantha Shepherd. She's outreach and enrollment strategist for Cover Oregon. She says grant money for hard-to-reach populations is focused on strengthening outreach programs that will exist for years to come. And some communities are more difficult to reach than others.
If you're meeting with that Burmese family, you know, they're new here, you need to build that relationship, you're often not going to have them come to the first appointment, build trust, and get them all the way through the application. So for a lot of our partners that are working with harder to reach populations, their work is harder.
According to a research group that provides data to Cover Oregon, there are more than 30,000 low-income legal immigrants in Oregon who need insurance. These are uninsured adults, not children or the elderly, who are now compelled by law to get health coverage.
Sí sabe lo que es Obamacare, ¿verdad? No. Okay. Obamacare es una ley.
Rosa Rivera is an outreach worker at several clinics run by Virginia Garcia Medical Center. Today at Tigard High School, she's focused on a different segment of the immigration population, mixed status families.
¿Usted había pedido seguro anteriormente para la niña?
Una vez, pero cuando iban a hacer.
Maria Moreno and her husband are undocumented residents, but their 8-year-old daughter is a U.S. citizen, and she doesn't yet have health insurance. Rivera explains that the new health care law means they must get coverage for their daughter. This distresses Moreno.
Ya no sé ni qué pensar.
Moreno says she doesn't even know what to think. She says it's going to be hard for her and her husband. They pay rent, and then they send money to their kids in Mexico for school. It's difficult, she says. Rivera tries to calm Moreno. It looks like your daughter will qualify for free coverage, she says. So don't worry. Go home relaxed. I don't want you to leave here stressed. After her appointment, Moreno tells me she's worried about one other thing. She's afraid immigration officials may be tipped off about her status when she applies for her daughter's insurance. But Rivera addresses this concern, too. She said it doesn't have anything to do with this, says Moreno. It's health insurance, so we'll wait for the results. Sam Shepherd of Cover Oregon says applicants are not required to give information about their immigration status when applying for children who are U.S. citizens. Jordana Gustafson, OPB News.